Welcome to the podcast, everybody. As always, we ask you to do a couple things before we get started. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Then go to our Twitter page. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Then you head on over to iTunes, you hit subscribe, and then you rate, and then you review, and then do all that shit. And now we'll get started proper. Cody.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode where we're going to get on a hashtag.
Hashtag.
So today we are going to first seven jobs. So that's hashtag first seven jobs. It blew up on Twitter the other day, so I thought it'd be fun to go through it.
Yeah.
Some of us have seven jobs.
I know.
Some of us have not.
Some of us have seven jobs in the last 3 years.
Some of us do not.
Some of us haven't had seven jobs in
ever.
Some of us,
even if we divide up some of somebody's jobs here to all the different roles they've done, it barely makes seven, if not makes
no,
seven.
No, it doesn't make seven.
Doesn't make seven.
I could lend Joe seven jobs and still have seven jobs.
Over. Yeah.
So this is the stipulations for our hashtag. This will not be comedic like some of the ones on Twitter were. I was never a godfather. That you know of. So legitimate jobs where you actually, you know, had to do paperwork to get a job, not cash under the table or cash over the hibachi grill table.
Hibachi.
So that's it. We'll start with Michael. We're going to go, we want to do oldest to newest? Or do you want to do newest to oldest?
I'll start with
so
first
very
job.
Very first job. Okay. Number one.
All right. And then also to specify for me, we're not counting leaving a job and going back.
Yes.
So the order is going to sound weird if anybody knows me that listens to this, but that's how it works out. Number one, Peter Piper Pizza.
Was that Peter Piper Fun?
No, it was awful.
Okay.
What did you do for your job at Peter Piper Pizza?
Well, it's like everyone kind of started doing the same thing, bussing tables, doing dishes.
Spinning the pizza.
Right.
Making the pizza.
Spitting the pizza.
And then, what's the other thing? Oh, the arcade area. You're like a ticket person.
Oh, for the prizes?
Yeah.
Here is your
that was my favorite stopper. Part, actually.
Giving prizes out to kids?
Yeah.
Did you shortchange them?
No. You hook them up.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it.
Fuck them.
There's always, you always have the person with at the ticket counter that's like, you know, oh, you're close enough, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you need 10, you have good. 7, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go ask your mom hooker over there to go get some more change from her street corner. Anyway, that
wow.
But yeah. That one was cool because like when you had a
Yuma,
they give you like a little bit of because everyone in Yuma sounds like that. They give you a little bit of like training on working on some of the arcade games a little bit. So you got to like if there are like minor problems, you got to like open them up and fix them like some of the ticket games and stuff.
Fix the tickets from getting stuck because little bastards try to pull them out.
Well, the feeder, yeah, the ticket feeder was you'd always have to mess with that. But there's like some of the other games. There's like that one where you pull the crank and it launches the ball up, and it like the lever thing would break, and we were cool to open that up and like fix it because it was a real common thing that happened a lot, like things would come off track. So that was actually pretty cool because like little minor breaks, we were allowed to go in and try to fix them. But like honestly though, that might have been one of the hardest jobs I ever had though, when it got to like the busing tables on like a Saturday. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just
in. Yeah, nonstop. The dishes were fucking awful.
I had a thing about handling people's food too. Like, I don't want to do it.
It was, and it, that one was that was $5.50 an hour. That was the minimum wage at that time when I started that one.
That was a thing. I forgot about minimum wage.
$5.50 an hour, dude. It was brutal.
I'm not even too sure if I remember some of my job's pay rates at that point. They're just like, give me money on a Friday. I'm like, okay.
While I was working at Peter Piper Pizza during the summer when school let out, I picked up a job at a place called Tom's Paint and Body.
Oh.
Prepping cars for paint and body work and stuff like that, and taking like bumpers off of cars, real basic like grunt work. No bolts.
Oh.
Stuff like that. That job was pretty awful because the boss, Tom himself.
Oh.
Super huge fucking pain in the ass. He was the worst person in the world.
The worst person in the world?
He was fucking awful, dude. I have a couple. The only reason I started working there is because my buddies Joe and Tyler both worked there just for the summer. And so I was like, I'm only working nights at Peter Piper. I can do a 5-hour shift in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it'll be fun. I'm working with my buddies. And it was the worst fucking job. Everyone hated it. We all quit by the end of the summer. So that was real bad. Then we're going to count Harkins. Went back and forth to Harkins a few times, but that's the first time Harkins jumps in. I was probably still to this day my favorite job.
And what did you do there?
Started off as just team members. Are you doing like the auditorium cleans, tickets at the walk in? And then it was weird because even though it was like the same position, you started doing usher, so auditorium cleaning and being the ticket person. And it wasn't a promotion, but like it kind of felt like a promotion when you got training concession. And like as soon as you were like good in concession, they would put you in the box office. And box office was like the shit because it was easy. AC was nice and cold in there. And then like, yeah, it was a cakewalk. But like you had to prove you're okay with money and stuff before you went. Because you got to remember, it's all high school kids that work there, like 90% high school kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I actually got promoted to manager there, and I worked a couple different levels of manager. So you'd run projection, you do inventory, you do cash at the end of the day. That's as high as I got for manager there. So that was a lot of fun. Then was my first run at Best Buy. And that was strictly warehouse stuff, my first go-around with Best Buy, the one in Yuma. Mm-hmm.
Fucking them boxes up.
Yeah.
Dude, we sold tube TVs when I first started.
So did we.
Yeah. Awful. Fucking awful. They're the worst.
I remember stacking those things.
And they're so off-weighted, too, because all the weight was at the...
swap the screen side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Sony Vegas.
Otherwise, some jackass would be like, oh, I'm going to get this.
And then the plasmas. Remember how heavy the plasmas were, too, at that time?
Back in the day, yeah.
40-inch plasmas weigh damn near as much as the tube TVs. So it was just a skinnier box.
They just made the same amount of glass.
Fuck, man. Later on at Best Buy, though, I would go, especially when I got up here, I would do...
you did inventory for a while. Inventory, LP.
I did LP. I went out to the sales floor for a while. Worked with Cody out on the sales floor. In gaming, we're good.
Gaming?
That was a good crew, too. I'm kind of bummed that one didn't.
And then Brenda Lee.
Yeah, Brenda Lee fucked up all Best Buy was fun, too. I had a lot of... That was probably, like, right next to my you know, run at Harkins. Because Harkins was just fun because you had the free movies and, like, the environment was...
All the free popcorn you can pick off the floor?
Pretty much. What? But it was a good environment, though.
The sticky part would break off, and then the technical part you ate didn't touch the floor.
Nah. Top parts.
Oh.
Top parts for you.
Oh, okay.
A guy got fired when I was...
For eating floor popcorn?
Yeah, because...
He should be fired for that. It's
not
disgusting.
Floor popcorn, but... Okay, when I say you get started, you do your box... You get to box office, but in between that and being a manager, you get promoted to team lead. So you have to be a team lead to be a manager. Once you get team lead, you just run the crews and stuff like that. When I was a team lead, I had a dude that would just like, we'd be cleaning up the auditorium, and I'd look up, and he'd be like, ooh, and he'd grab a handful of popcorn out of a leftover bag that was like full and eat it. And he's going down, he's like, oh, a package of fucking Red Vines that were half eaten, throw them in his pocket and like eat them through the rest of the night. I was like, dude, you can't do that. That's trash. He's like, nah, man, it's still good. He got fired because he wouldn't stop eating other people's fucking trash food. Pretty gross.
He's a recycler.
But like I say, in Best Buy, though, was a lot of fun for like a good stretch. I mean, there's certain people in the warehouse side that were awful. And then when you got to the sales floor, you had to deal more with Brenda Lee, and she ruined everything. So that job started to suck. That's why I left. We're also going to count, I worked at Sears Auto for a while. It was basically just selling tires.
Yeah,
pissing the tires. Selling tires. That one was fun because you get a base plate plus commission. So I was making really good money for a high school kid at that time. Like, really good money.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I wish I saved some of it. I didn't. Then
hookers
when I moved.
And below. Hookers and below.
When I moved up here, my first job up here was Circle K. That was just like the first thing I could get. Really nothing to tell there. I was working the overnight shift. Got robbed a couple times. Everything's cool.
That's actually my question. So. I was going to say, how many times did you get robbed when you turned in the application?
Give me your app.
And then,
okay, sorry.
And then right after Circle K, I actually got a lead position in what I thought, and I just didn't think this, but it was Blockbuster.
Oh. Right the before. The future.
Yeah. They gave me a shift lead position. And it was like right in the middle where they're trying to like rebrand themselves and do the mail service and do the
vending machines.
The vending machines to catch up, but they were just behind on both of those things.
So that was here in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it?
It was the one off of Union Hills on the just east of the 101 on Union Hills.
Okay. Because there was one
Where the Walmart's at? Or on the other side?
Across the street from that.
Okay.
Right on the corner.
I'm trying to remember. There was one.
There's a Fry's on the other corner.
Yeah.
The Walmart was down a little bit. But
there was one on Greenway that my family used to go to all the time.
That job was fun too, but it was just like they're trying all these new things. And like I said, they were right behind on everything. And then as a shift lead, I remember I started there. I was like, fuck, you know, shift lead, you know, I'm going to get like 30, 40 hours a week. Now all the other stores started closing. And so we were taking other people in, trying to save as many jobs as we could. Okay. That store was one of the last ones, though, to remain open. Like that one withheld pretty good because like Union Hills right there, around that other side, it's kind of a poorer area anyway. So like renting movies is still
a thing,
a pretty booming thing for them. And then they had cool deals. I miss going into a video store. I know we talked about this before. I know it's completely like dumb, you know what I mean?
But you still miss
But
that.
I missed going in and looking around and like actually grabbing stuff, reading the back and browsing. Mm-hmm. I used to waste so much time doing shit like that. But yeah, and then I bailed on that right before they closed everything down.
Oh, getting a little tearful. Mike needs a tissue. Tears.
Joseph, what are your first seven jobs?
Is that seven already?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Time flies when you're reminiscing.
I guess it does. So,
by the way, that only brings me up to about 6 years ago. Then shit really got out of hand.
Yeah. So my first official job was over at Target. And that was just pushing carts and collecting hangers and all the stupid little shit there. I don't really remember doing anything else, even though I think there were some other stuff that I was supposed to do, random cleaning crap. And then Best Buy.
Boom.
Best Buy in 2003. And first worked for inventory there. And then I now work for Geek Squad.
Boom. Two job Joe.
Two job Joe. Yeah.
Mr. Commitment over here.
Except for the Target. Fuck that place. He's like, nah, this is booty. This is booty sauce. I'm going. We had school though, like those, like you. You went to the colleges.
That was more of a summer job, even though I had intended on keeping it going. But it was one of those things where management was kind of a bunch of douches, and the job was just completely awful. Because I mean, come on, pushing carts in this Arizona sun, fuck that.
Now they have a little pushy cart thing, a little motorized.
Still, you have to be out there.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, because at the time that I was working, the day guys didn't like doing.
So they didn't?
The carts. Yeah, so they wouldn't. And then at night, I'd be all pissed off and trying to figure out how many carts I can put on that cart pusher, because you're only supposed to do like 25, I think it was. It'll push 100 carts.
Slowly but surely.
I found that out. It'll push 100 carts.
They put that in their training video.
Yeah, as things not to do. Then Best Buy for the past 14 years. Not necessarily, you know, something I've wanted to do for 14 years, but, you know, safe said, bet and all.
He said 14
years. I've never done anything for 14 years.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Like, I can't even.
We'll get to you in a second, Cody.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wasn't there for 14 years.
No, but how many?
14 years is nuts.
I know, right?
14. I've never had a job last longer, in one stretch, go longer than 3 years.
Harkins is longest, right? You said?
I think that's 2 years. I don't know. I've never had a job longer than like 2.5 years straight without going someplace else.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my depressing
first two jobs.
List of jobs.
Two job Mike. Two job Joe.
Two job Joe.
Two job Joe. Two job Joe.
Yeah.
Blowing hand.
Yeah, that's where I met these two, though.
Yeah, best time of your life.
When Cody worked in gaming slash home theater slash
everywhere else.
Everywhere else. And Mike worked inventory slash gaming, blah, blah, blah. So, to be honest, I mean, we all have a lot to...
You guys remember how hard I tried to get promoted at Best Buy?
Like, oh, yeah.
How, like, that was probably my most, like outgoing, trying to impress and trying to get fucking results mm-hmm. that I've ever been at a job, and it just wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm. And you saw some of the people that got hired above you. Yeah.
Because you didn't kiss enough ass.
Yeah, weird, right?
You didn't fucking lick that rim.
Sorry, I mean, in my couple years there, we had, what, four store managers?
Food. Yeah.
In that stretch, or dude, three?
You probably had three.
Yeah.
I've had, like...
We've had so many.
So
that
many.
Was 2.5 years.
I can't even name them all. But
I,
like,
couldn't either.
Yeah.
Especially if we go assistant managers and store managers.
I just mean store managers.
I'm just talking store managers. Yeah, the assistants, we... Yeah, I can't even remember all of them that I've had.
Another kind.
It's hard to kiss ass when the person's always changing.
I'm trying to run down all the stuff I did at Best Buy just as a sub list.
I mean, we're just doing it for fun.
But
oh, okay.
Like, because you were listing all the stuff, like, you know, you did there.
Because I've done a lot of stuff there. I've done
my actual job installs. Like,
yeah, and I've done inventory, Geek Squad.
Yeah.
Literally, the only job that I hadn't done there, even unofficially, was car install, and that was it. I've done everything else there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Weird.
Sort of is.
14 years, though, man.
I know.
14 years ago. I would have been.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I'm dying a little inside already. I was 7 at the time, 14 years ago.
I was 14. 14 years ago. I haven't even been driving for 14 years, bro. Like, what the fuck? 14 years is so long.
I started driving when I was 16.
No, usually.
So, yeah. Anyway, on to less depressing stuff, Cody.
I think I told... Oh, no, I forgot one. Shit.
Oh, okay.
I forgot my in my list of Best Buy accolades.
So what was your first job then?
Hold on. Let me just finish this last word.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to pause this podcast.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. You're
number
ready
one. First job ever, bowling alley attendant.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. First thing ever. I got the job because we had the pro tour at the bowling alley. And
this was in San Diego, California.
This was in, yeah, well, I mean, technically El Cajon, but yes, in San Diego.
Oh, we're talking about El Cajon.
Walter Ray Jr., who's a professional bowler, he asked me to be his, not really a caddy, it's basically just, if you want to think of it, it's like caddy for
you
golf, but for bowling.
Bag
I,
of balls for
I drag his bags of balls everywhere, because the pros have a fuck ton of them. They're just like given balls by companies, like, hey, use this on tour. I'm like, all right, whatever. But I would run and get him a Diet Coke, and he'd give you a 20, you'd go get it. He'd pay for it, and he'd give you the change. It was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, nice. Because
cool. They were like, back then, a soda at a bowling alley was like 75 cents.
Yeah.
And like, that's like for the large.
That's it cool.
Yeah, it was fucking
pro
rad.
Bowling had a heyday back in the day of like...
Not my day, but yes.
Those dudes used to get paid, man.
Yeah.
If you look at like how popular their tour was and like how active they were all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
It was ridiculous. Like when ESPN like was early on,
like used to actually
bowling
show it.
Was like one of their big draws.
Really?
Yeah, and they did great ratings. Like it was a weird thing.
Yeah, very strange. So that led to me being hired as the bowling alley assistant, attendant as they call it. Basically, all my job was I cleaned up the settee area where you sit with all your food and while you're bowling, and then I would put the bowling balls that people did not put away they're supposed to back
those
in the rack in order. Sons of bitches. Then I got to be a desk clerk at the front desk. You get to give out the shoes and line assignments and then check people in for league and all that fun stuff.
funny thing. I never worked at a bowling alley, but I kind of grew up in a bowling alley because my grandmother was a bartender and then the food and beverage manager at the one in Yuma forever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I did a lot of the, like, when they had, like, a big, like, maintenance walk or, like, stuff like that, and they're getting prepped for it, used to come in and help them, like, fix stuff up.
Because you were the AMF, right?
Yeah, well, it turned into it. Yeah. It was originally just like a mom and pop plus place. Then AMF took them over, and then they would have like the big walks and stuff there. And I would like run errands for my grandma and like take kegs upstairs and shit like that because all the storage stuff for the bar was upstairs.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
right.
Brilliant idea.
I think because originally they didn't have a snack bar, and then they put in the snack bar. Yeah.
We need storage room. Put it upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, sucked.
Yeah.
And then, like, the maintenance guy used to go back and help out with the, like, when stuff was off track and just went back in behind the lanes. It was cool.
Cool.
You felt special because you go back there, like, at such a young age, you're like, ah.
Like, this is the magic area.
This is where people don't get to go.
Yeah, when I remember.
Pins are born.
No, they're not born there. We used to go back to the mechanics area, and we would fuck with people that we knew from, like, school when they'd come in. And we'd go back there, and there's this little hook that you can put pins down if there's a miss, like the machine wipes it, swipes it or whatever. Some jackass hits the fucking reset button because he doesn't think it cycled.
Hmm.
So it's a little hook, and what we'd do is we'd go back there, and the hook's damn near invisible when there's pins in the way.
Yeah.
So you'd reach down, you'd hold it like over a pin. They'd throw the ball, and you'd lift the pin up so it would not do a good shot and put it back down. And they're like, yeah, it was pretty fun. Before, like, the galactic bowling was a thing, they used to do colored pin bowling, which is, like, on Friday and Saturday nights. You'd go, and they'd have different challenges, and basically be one colored pin in the 10, well, technically, in the 18 pins that are in a site and a thing. So if you got a red head pin, if you got a strike, you got a bonus. Like, you use, like, $50, and there's different shots and blah, blah, blah. What we'd do is we'd take, they had other colored pins, and we'd throw them in there, and people were like, it's never a red pin. And they're like, goddamn kids. That's fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was my first job. That's actually the only two things I did there was cleaning up and then the desk. And then I went to my second job, which was a music store clerk. That was the coolest job
right
ever.
Up your alley.
Yeah, right.
It was literally the coolest job in the world.
That was like if I would start working at Blockbuster like 6 years prior.
Yeah,
that would have been my equivalent.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Especially as a teenager, and you're just like renting movies left and right.
Yeah, and that was my senior in high school, so like I got to work a lot. So it was super, super rad.
And that's how you've ended up with some of like really good albums.
Yes,
right. It was that at that shop. Yeah,
yep. Yeah, because people would bring them in to sell them for fucking crack money. Because we were one of the first places that
we had
crack. We supplied the money. But yeah, those are the big things. Like we trade and sold used music as well.
Yeah.
So we sold new, but we traded in for cash, otherwise store credit. So someone come in, be like, oh, how much for this? And if it's something you want, he'd be like, $1. They're like, all right, whatever. And be like, and then all your costs would be was $1 on whatever the store paid. So I'd have like, all these awesome stuff like I wanted.
Yes, yeah, so I will take that Beatles White album for for $1.
When the old ladies come in with all their dead husband's fucking records. How much do you give for these? We didn't really sell used records. Mm. Like, we sold CDs, when I say albums. We sold new vinyl, but we didn't really have like a big section for, we didn't have any used vinyl. So they'd come in and be like, Matt would like, hold on. And Matt was the manager. He'd come over and look at it and be like, I'll give you this much. Like, okay. And then we would just all like, buy what we would pay the store back through it and stuff like that. And if we didn't even want it, he'd be like, well, I guess I'm buying it. And he'd pay the store back and take whatever's left over. That's how I got my Beatles White album, new in the fucking wrapper still.
Yeah.
Dumb old lady. You dumb bitch. But like,
right?
It's true. She didn't care. She didn't know what it was. She didn't know it was worth like $600 at the time.
I have this album.
I don't know what this is.
This insect group called the Butterflies, the Beatles. I don't know.
I think the Bookworms. Yeah. So that was like the coolest job in the world.
And then?
And then I got the opportunity to work at Food for Less.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. So
I would never work at a grocery store.
I will ask this. Why was the transition from the music shop to Ford Poreless? Was it just because like your parents moved and
No. Money and scheduling for school.
Okay.
Because the record store
and at this point it was college.
It was college. So like I had graduated high school. And I needed something with more flexible hours than what the record store could do, because the record store is open very odd hours, because you didn't open really early except for on Tuesdays, which when you release, you'd open at 9. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, times you open at 11, and that was still wouldn't work for school because they need you to open, and I would be in school at that time, so I couldn't really do that.
Gotcha.
And then you'd be closing, and it just got too hard to like keep my grades up, and because I was on scholarship, so I had to keep like my grades at a certain level. So that's fucking sucked. So I had to give that up, unfortunately, and work at Food for Less, which was cool. It's a cool job. Some horrible things happened there, but it did lead me to the most bizarre job, but I'll get that in a minute.
Okay.
So at Food for Less, I started as what they call a utility clerk, which is essentially a bag boy, but they don't have bag boys because you bag your own stuff there. That was like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they had, otherwise it was club prices at not club volumes, because you can go in and buy like, you know, a can of corn, which would normally be the equivalent of buying a whole carton of can of corn, but for like just one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led me to be a night stalker. That's the name of an actual. They had the worst names for jobs at Food for Less, and I think they've changed them since then because I think they wised up.
I would hope so.
But they changed it to night crew. But it was night stalker first, because
they kept hiring actual stalkers.
Why these people keep following customers?
Put your pants back on.
They had
Why are they always taking their pants off?
They had a position in the pastry baking area called Fudge Packer.
Oh God!
It's an actual legitimate job you could have.
And you just sit there and pack fudge all day.
All day.
So all your job was you packed fudge for like the decorating of cakes and filling of pastries and shit. I was like, you guys do know what a fudge packer is, right? They're like, yeah, that's a fudge packer. I'm like, you're not supposed to point at them. That's not how it works.
Why are you pointing at me? Don't fucking look at me like that.
Now, on a more serious note, a fudge packer would be like somebody who like literally just inserts fudge into things. That's what I'm wondering.
No, your job would be literally pack, like, so
like
you have the pastry
bags. You
make
fudge and then you actually package it?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, it's a fudge packer. That's what you do. Like, you all the, like, that's the job. Like, they've since, like, even when I was there, they moved it, like, they dissolved that one job into having multiple duties, but like literally the duties. That was an accidental awesomeness. But that job, that person, all they did was they, like, whoever made like the fudge and stuff would just pack it. Like, it's their only job. Like, they just packed fudge for the display case as well for online order or for mail order.
Mm.
I almost said online order. That didn't exist then, because I worked in the dark ages. Internet, what the fuck is the internet? And then I became, from the night stalker, I became a butcher, which is by far the creepiest job up until the next one. But it was pretty fun, because I got to cut meat all day. But that job is disgusting and made me never want to eat meat for a long time, which I didn't. It was
then you got over that dumb shit.
Well, yeah, right? For sure. But it was pretty awesome job. I worked with this guy Wyatt, and then our boss Jeff, who had a crazy eye. Literally, the thing would travel on its own and then snap back at you. So you're like, it was really fucking weird. But
it would hypnotize you and scare you awake.
Yeah, we many things happened when I was a butcher. But his thing was we were one of the distribution stores, so we would get large quantities of stuff when we break it down, and it'd be shipped out from our store to other stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why this was a thing. Like, they didn't have warehouses for a lot of stuff. It was just at these bigger stores. But one of the things, we'd get full sides of frozen beef. And when I say sides, it's literally just a gutted frozen cow. Like, it had a tail on it and hooves still.
Oh.
Like, that's how, like,
creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh. And skin too.
No. It's skinned. It literally, but
it still
have,
has
like,
the skin. You can be
they,
like,
yeah, like, yeah. It would be frozen. It would be skin and everything, but it had the hooves because people would, like, they buy that shit, and they buy the tail, which I thought was weird because, like...
Isn't that mostly just fat?
And cartilage, yeah.
Cartilage, yeah.
But when you cook it down, it cooks into, like, broth and shit like that. It's fucking weird.
Oh, fair enough, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
But Jeff would overhand throw a fireman's axe into them.
Oh, yeah.
And split them in half. And often miss, and he threw it so hard. I don't know if you, like, I know you've been inside a refrigerator room at a grocery or a freezer room. I don't know if you have ever been.
No, I haven't.
If
I ever end up in there, I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah. So,
where's the bathroom? Somebody said it was back here somewhere. Door closes. Oh, fuck.
Exactly. It's metal walls, right? And it's fucking freezing. So ice builds up everywhere. So one of the things you have to do is you have to chisel the floor from different stuff, and things freeze to the floor.
Yep.
Pallets and stuff. It's hilarious. I'm going to park this milk in here real quick. Okay.
Good luck.
Frozen. It's hilarious. I don't know if you know this or not. Milk does not come back from freezing very well at all. So he would throw this axe to split the beef in half as part of the job, because you have to break it down. Like, he didn't have to, because our job wasn't to do that, but he just did it for fun. But he'd throw it so hard, the axe would stick in the walls, because it's solid. When you freeze meat like that, it's frozen solid. It's hard as a fucking rock, if not harder. So you can break it pretty easily. So he hit it and it would split. But if he was off a little bit, it would bounce off and like right into the wall and stick. So there's all these, not dents, straight up holes with his axe sunk into the wall. Yeah, he was a fucking lunatic, but he was hilarious. He knew his crazy eye was a crazy eye. He'd often say he could see things because it would move, because it was functional, but like he couldn't control it. So when he blinked, his eye didn't blink all the way. Sometimes it was really funny. But he'd be talking to you, and I'll never forget this because it's the creepiest thing. His right eye would literally like be looking at you with both eyes, and the right eye would just go brrr, and whoosh, and right back. It's so fucking weird. And you're like,
it's like the right eye heard something. He's like, want to check it out. Yeah. Like, wants to come back to the conversation.
Like, you know, you look at a chameleon, and they're like, bah, 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 but it's like one's like deadhead. He's like, one's like, I'm looking at shoplifters. You know? But before that, when I was a utility clerk, that's when a kid got crushed in the baler.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a fun time. So being a butcher led me to the strangest job I ever had, which was a coroner's assistant.
That doesn't, I mean, like, I get it, but, like, how does that transition?
So,
hey, I got this buddy who actually butchers humans. You want to go do that? Sure.
So it didn't, the job of being a butcher didn't lead directly into the coroner's assistant. It just happened, I got the job because I was working at Food for Less. And the guy came in and he's like, hey, you're really good at, like, you know, organizing and stuff. Like, how much do you do, like, with, like, paperwork and stuff? Like, well, I don't do a whole lot with paperwork other than, you know, check what needs to be blah, 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 right? And he's like, let me ask you a question. You ever wanted to work for the city? I was like, does it pay well? Yep. Okay. Little did I know, it was a coroner's assistant. That job did not last long.
I'd imagine not.
Because it is the fucking worst.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
The smell is by far not the worst part of it. The coroner is the worst part of it, because those people are fucking psychopaths.
So I've never met a coroner, but, like, yeah, obviously I've seen ones on TV.
Yes.
And every once in a while you get the ones that on TV that are like, I'm going to eat a sandwich. And
it's a legit thing.
Do this.
Yep.
That's a legit thing.
That's a legit thing.
Like, coroners are creepy people.
Yep. Dwight was his name.
Uh-huh.
And Dwight used to eat Chinese food while dissecting, like, basically doing autopsies.
That's gross.
When I say that, he would use the same hand that he literally was just holding a stomach with, pick up his chopsticks, and then eat.
That can't be healthy.
With it.
That can't be healthy.
Yeah. He's a fucking weirdo. He died a few years after I stopped working there.
Of?
Oddly enough, nothing like that. Oh, he was killed in a skiing accident.
Oh, okay.
When a rider, the little chairlift thing, broke and it collapsed. And
holy shit, that's awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I don't remember the whole details. I just remember, like, a guy used to work. He was a, we call him body drop-offs, but they were the transport people. He ran into me one time. He's like, oh, did you hear about Dwight? I was like, no. He's like, yeah, he died. I was like, he's like, oh, yeah, no, nothing crazy. He was crushed by a chairlift.
Nothing crazy,
but he's like, oh, no, like, I expect, like, died of, like, you know, grossness. I was like, well,
yes,
pretty fucking crazy. But he was, so Dwight was a weird dude in general. Like, I kind of think that's what made him want to be a coroner, I think. But, like,
well, it takes a special person to enjoy that
to
job.
Fucking chop up bodies. Not really chop up, but, you know, pull stuff out of bodies. We did, like, I only worked there for about 8 months, I think. It was the worst 8 months of my life. But, like, the stuff that you would, like, he'd pull out of people was unbelievable.
Hashtag butt stuff?
Dude, butt stuff was, like, the least of it. Like, he pulled, like, a bag of pennies out of a lady.
Like his stomach?
Yeah. Or like out of her stomach.
Okay. She was deficient in copper, I guess.
It was a bag of them. Like it was like a Ziploc bag that like was like rubber banded.
Time release.
So fucking weird. We did find a remote in a guy who died at his house.
Like full on in him. TV remote. Yeah.
Like he had fallen asleep, died in his sleep, and was laying on the remote, and it just sunk into him.
Oh, sunk into him. Yeah,
that was really creepy. We got a lot of car accidents, which was the fuck. That was the worst part about it.
Because they'd come in mangled. Oh, I'm guessing
the fucking worst. Half burnt. Some people melted like the stuff. Oh. Like chairs, like the seats and stuff. They like come in like to have the people who were extracting the bodies would have to cut the fabric of the seat loose, and so because it'd be melted to them.
Oh.
And you don't want to leave flesh behind. Apparently, it doesn't matter because the fucking car's ruined. We got a couple house fires, which were pretty rough too.
Yeah.
Because you cut into them and the smell gets released.
Or does it?
Yeah, that's really bad. Because they're cooked on the inside.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's a really rough.
That job sounds awful.
And you smell no matter what.
How much you make,
I was going to say, did you make enough to at least...
Back then it was $11 an hour, so it was fantastic.
Dang. That's a lot of money back then. Yeah.
But when you don't have, like when you lose friends because you smell bad, because you literally, the stink just sticks to you, ugh, it was rough.
They're like, Cody, we can't hang out with you anymore. You smell like death.
You literally smell like death. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Like, I don't know.
You get used to it after a while. Like, no, you don't. I was like, no, I get used to it after a while. Like, that's probably true. So that was the worst job I ever had. By far the worst job I ever had. That led to my second favorite job I've ever had, just because of the environment, which was a strip club DJ.
Ooh.
Yep.
How old were you for that?
Well, you had to be 18.
Okay, so that's what I was wondering. Yeah,
this was I was in college still. Yeah. The only reason I got this job is because I was trying to get a job
as a stripper.
No, as a radio DJ, because that's what I was going to school for.
Right.
One of the things I was going to school for, and again, this is pre real internet, so I applied for a job and it said disc jockey. Little did I know it was at a strip club.
Did you ever tell your parents that?
Oh, they knew.
And they were just okay with it?
No, not at all. My mom was not good with it.
Okay.
My dad thought it was hilarious.
Oh,
of
yeah.
I'd imagine
that your dad would think it would be hilarious. Yeah.
My dad thought it was hilarious. Like, could I come by? No. No, you cannot.
No, I'm just visiting Cody at his work.
No, you cannot. My brother thought it was pretty funny, too. Because I'd come home smelling almost as bad as I did from the corner.
Did you look fabulous and glittery?
You did.
Sweating.
Yeah. And the thing about it was where the DJ booth was there was a big fan right there. Because, you know, if you're going to a strip club, there's always, like, fans blowing. Like, no matter what. Like, no matter where you go. It's just, like, you could be in the Arctic and there's, like, a fan blowing all the time.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, obviously the ladies are dancing and get all gross. But it only half of it hit the DJ booth right where you're standing. So half your body got cool. So I'd only have glitter on half my body. It was really bizarre.
It's funny.
Yeah, it just happened to be the side that was like my left-hand side. Mm. So it would be the side in my, like, people would see when I'm driving. Like, is that fat kid glittering?
Twilight?
So that was pretty fun. This is before Twilight.
I know.
That was a pretty fun job, as you can probably imagine.
How long did that job last?
Three months, maybe.
3 months?
Yeah, and then I got a job at the radio.
Okay.
Which is my next one on my list.
Go for it.
Job number six. Radio DJ. I had the coveted 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Where only
that's
fucking crackheads and drunks call.
Oh.
You get the worst fucking... hey, play that. Play that. That one song where the guy talks about stuff.
Okay, man. Here we go.
Cool. Sublime it is. There you go. Or you get the people calling in that sing you lyrics. Hey, play a song where they go, bop. I'm like, I'm not playing that song. And B, we don't play that stuff. We're an alternative station. That is not alternative.
Not at all.
That was a pretty cool job. We got to see a lot of concerts and go to stuff.
You met a lot of people through that.
Met a lot of people.
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
If you don't know Cody, Cody will name drop like a motherfucker.
Yeah, some of them are true too.
It's I would imagine most of them are true.
Thanks, Mike.
But it's always so funny when it's like, oh yeah, no, I know them. It's just like so casual to him, and you're just sitting there going, you know, Linkin Park? Like what?
Eh.
Oh yeah, no, I know them.
It's a thing.
Yeah,
they're just people.
Yeah,
That was, I would like to say it was my favorite job, but the job itself sucked balls.
Never had wanted to go to the bathroom because you always had to run downstairs.
Yeah, so we had a list. You have a list of songs. They're called number ones and number twos. And they're long enough songs where you could go to the bathroom, because the problem when I was on the station, when I my shift, is half the building is closed, which is the front of house, mm-hmm. which is like the secretary and stuff and receptionist. And like that's where like the people come in, like who are picking up prizes and dropping stuff off, whatever, right? The problem with that is when that closes, that also closes the closest bathroom to where my studio was. So I had to run to the stairs, go up one floor, then all the way down to the same end, which was open because it didn't have the front office, and go to the bathroom. Because the other thing, too, is that door, the door that locked from the front of house, that was where the staircase was. So you couldn't go out of it and up. Mm-hmm. You had to go all the way down to the end of the hall, up the stairs and across. And this building was fucking enormous because it had 8 different stations in it.
Jeez.
Yeah, like we had a couple, like we had the AM sports station, we had like there was the country station, the dance station. They got a bunch of different ones in there.
This was for your school too.
No, this was because of school. I got it because of school.
Because of school. Okay. Yeah.
This was the actual radio station. Yeah, this was 91X.
91X. Okay.
That was it was a pretty cool job. The job was fun, but it also sucked because you were by yourself and you had to do all this stuff by yourself, where normally you'd have a producer, which helped you get commercials lined up and blah, 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 and filter stupid fucking phone calls.
I'd imagine it'd be boring at night.
You lose your mind.
With just you.
You and fuck then, with other stations.
Yeah.
Because some stations, they don't have a night crew, so they just put a loop on and it just plays music and then with pre-recorded commercials and stuff, or pre-set up commercials. But like there was a call, like the AM, they never fucking sleep. They're always on and they're always talk. So like they don't even have like respite. So you'd go fuck with them all the time. like you'd reach in and switch the lights off, so the booth would go dark, but the producer room would stay on.
Nice.
That was fun. They have to like try to get their way out because there's literally no light that goes through.
Whoa.
So like fumbling around on air. Oh, it was fantastic. Oh, those are my favorites. Yeah. This is a good time, but lots of concerts, lots of free CDs, many that were not good. Met a lot of cool people. That was that one. Then I moved to lovely Arizona.
The great state of Arizona.
Yep, great state of Arizona. The ripe age of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, I turned 20 right when I moved here.
To start your life anew.
Yep.
And you worked at?
Best Buy.
Yay.
Well, technically, I worked at a bowling alley. Yeah, because we weren't saying we're going back places. I skipped that.
Yeah.
But I did technically work at a bowling alley first, but that's the same. I literally had the same job, desk clerk. And I fucked people there, too. I'd write messages on their screen. You need bumpers. You missed the 10-pin. I got in trouble for that a lot, too.
I'd imagine.
That's where I met Bill, Sheriff Bill. That dude was dope. He was an assistant. He was a deputy sheriff.
Okay.
He told me some of the worst fucking stories of my life. Showed me some of the worst pictures of auto accidents I've ever seen, like teenagers leaking out of a fucking SUV.
Yep.
So I started working at Best Buy. That was in 2001 when I started there.
Yeah, because you were 2 years.
No, sorry, 2002.
2002.
Because I didn't have a job for the first 5 months I lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the job at the bowling alley because it was the last resort. And then I finally, because I applied at the Best Buy in El Cajon to try to get a job out here. They never called me back until 9 months later.
Wow.
When they finally called me back, said, hey, we see you applied. Would you like a job? And I was like,
yes, please.
I'd like to do that. So I went in. That was in 2002. And yeah, that was fun.
What was the job, the first job?
So first job I was hired for is home audio.
Uh-huh.
My list is 11 things long. I might have missed one, but I think it was 11.
How long were you there?
Almost 13 years.
Dang.
Don't look at me like that.
Dang.
Don't look almost at me 13. Like that.
So November, December, January, February, March, April. So 5 months away from being 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. Or no, I started there in March 2002. Yeah, so it would have been 4 months. Technically. I mean, end of November is when I went to where I'm at now. So I started in home audio. That was super awesome. I went to home video because back then it was two different departments.
Yeah.
Now it's home theater. Then it was car audio, both sales and install.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did media for the first time. Back then it was actual media. You actually got to put CDs and stuff away. It's pretty fun. Then I was, they call it a customer assistant. It was a personal shopper type thing. They basically was people who were hired that were supposed to know all departments so they could help customers shop from multiple departments versus having to trade it off. It was a program they tried. Worked out really well for our store. Other stores fucked it up because it just became those people did all the jobs and the people from the departments never did anything. So that was fun. They canned that shit. Then I went to appliances with Joe Uppel for the first time.
Yeah.
Sucker me into that. Oh, it's going to be a fill-in while Justin's gone because, you know, Justin sliced his fucking hand open.
Mm-hmm.
And then that turned out to be a 3-month job. Worst fucking job there, by the way. Appliances is the fucking worst. Literally the worst. Then
especially
I went to,
before Paxels went in.
Oh, yeah. Way before Paxels went in.
Yeah. Or even when I was there, like, you do appliances. Like, I had to cover a shift over there. I was like, I don't know anything about this shit. And they're like, nah, it's cool. Just help people out. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Appliances is the fucking worst. Then I was the photo department supervisor.
Yep, I remember that.
That was pretty cool because I like cameras a lot. Really big into cameras. So it was a fun job.
Even that whole thing only lasted like a year because I remember they started building that out. We even processed photos.
Yeah.
You know, we had a photo lab, and then they're like, nope. And just
too
got
much
rid
money
of all.
And not enough people. I'm like, you guys don't fucking advertise it. But, you know, why
Best
advertise stuff?
Best Buy's great like that.
Best Buy starts.
They'll introduce stuff in the store that actually could probably make them money and not advertise the
and
hell
then
out of it.
They bail on it before.
Yeah, well, this never worked. Well, yeah, because you don't advertise it.
Yeah, no one knows you do. Like, there's a sign that says photo development. That's it.
That's it. There was no ads on TV or
there's
paper.
No ads.
They
didn't
fucking advertise.
You know,
they did car install.
You know, no, like, a little bit they did because it's like free car install when you buy this or whatever. But they didn't,
but
like,
that was in store.
Yeah. Well,
you
it was in the
mean?
Ad
like,
too. Like in the ad habit.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you don't like
when
watch
you see
TV
a commercial. Yeah,
well, just that too. Like not even that. They had so many different things that went through car install, like the window tinting, box building. Like if you want an enclosure for speakers, like subs and stuff, that we did that, like a custom build for those. They did. I mean, there's a lot of like did the video thing, like doing like video, like installation of like custom mounted videos, like through the headrests and shit like that. No advertisement for it at all.
No.
So let's see, photo supervisor. Then I went to Magnolia Install. That was fun. Kind of a shitty job, too, just because the customers are the worst.
Yeah, especially in their house.
Yeah.
Well, they told me you guys would do this.
No. See this paper that says all the stuff that you paid for?
Yeah.
That's all
I'm
going to
call your manager. Cool, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go to my next job here.
Because I have 4 stacked for today, and you're fucking taking up time.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of... I can tell you stories about that shit, too.
Both good and bad.
Yeah, both good and... really good and then super bad, like almost being kidnapped by a female bodybuilder. Then I went back
one?
To the that was not
a good one.
No, that was the very terrifying one.
Was that the one where she basically propositioned you? She was like, hey guys, you want to come? Yeah. And you're like,
yeah. Me and Jim Duffel, and Jim Duffel went, let's do this. I was like,
no,
let's not do this. Jim Duffel would stick his dick in a fucking lion if he had a chance. Fuck it, it's a woman, I think. It's funny. Her dick's bigger than ours. Then I was back in the store for Magnolia Sales. By far the boringest job ever.
Well, because that was another thing that initially Best Buy never advertised. So you'd get people that would come in, but they're not going to spend that type of money.
Yeah, we had like $10,000 plasmas.
Yeah,
and
like,
plasmas were not $10,000 anymore.
Oh, this is really cool. And then they had like the first 3D TVs,
which
had the display.
Fucking awful.
Yeah, and awful, but it was mostly people just coming in and going, oh my God, that looks amazing. Oh my God, that price is awful.
Yeah, when your first 3D set was like $15,000, and it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, you had to buy a 3D player, you need to buy 3D movies. Yeah, yep. It was for rough.
Yep.
Then I was merch. I wrote March. I think that I think autocorrect took over on that one because merch isn't an actual word.
No, because it's actually merchandising.
Yep. That was one of the coolest jobs at Best Buy because you got to fuck around a lot and you really have to help the customers.
Yeah, fuck around a lot. And I remember that you'd be like, oh, new release day. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this. Yeah. And before you knew
it. Doing merch when I got there.
Before you knew it, yeah, Cody had like a stack of just CDs
every Tuesday,
DVDs.
Yeah, Cody had a spot. Before they redid the warehouse.
You knew it, yeah.
You knew exactly where Cody's shit was.
You're like, that's Cody's. Don't touch it. He will buy it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yep.
Or Tuesday. And sometimes on Fridays or Sundays when Nintendo release stuff.
Yep. Stupid Nintendo.
Yep. And then from merch, I went to Geek Squad.
Well, you're a gaming lead for a minute.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, but that goes back to media, so I didn't cross that one. But
that was when they had supervisors,
like
and then they got rid of supervisors.
Lead though, yeah.
Or not
yeah.
supervisors.
Seniors.
Seniors, that's what it was. Seniors. Yeah. Then they got rid of seniors and blah, blah, blah.
Supervisors thought, oh, we could do that job too. And then they lost their fucking mind to fucking do.
Right.
Eric. He knows. He knows he sucks at life.
And then, yeah, then you went over to the good old black and white.
Yep, and I went to Geek Squad. Which oddly enough led to my
sucked
new job.
The remaining life out of you.
It did. It literally made me want like every day when you wake up every day and you're like, I should find a reason to call out, slam my foot in the door, go play in traffic, eat cyanide, you know, that sort of stuff.
That's when you know you need to change.
You think he's lying? That's actually the truth.
Yeah.
When you just don't want to deal with the people, the at that time, some of the workers.
Yeah,
and then most of the customers.
Yeah,
and you had it worse because you were a consultation agent.
I was consultation. I was CA, another version of CA.
Yeah,
consultation agent. If you don't know Geek Squad lingo, what a consultation agent is, so you walk into a Geek Squad to get your computer fixed, and if you do, that means you're a fucking moron. Legitimately, you're a fucking moron. I can say that because it's still technically my job. And there's an agent you talk to. So one of the guys in the penguin suit. That you get to talk to. It's fun just pulling their tie. The most of them are clip-on.
They're all supposed to be clip-on.
They're supposed to be clip-on. Some of them wear real ties. Ted, fucking tard.
Potter.
Nerd.
Right.
But you go up there, and that person that helps you figure out what the problem with your stereo or your item is, your computer, whatever it is, and then they charge you an absurd amount of money to fix it. That shouldn't take nearly as long as it does. Then that's the consultation agent. And the worst part of that job is the fact that customers literally don't know anything.
Right.
So you have to then try to tell, like, you ask them legitimate questions. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you just told me this, and I told you what it actually is, and you don't know what I'm saying to you, but you're getting mad at me.
Yes. That's the absolute truth.
You're so dumb that I tell you what's wrong, and you tell me that I'm wrong.
I've had, in the same sentence, a customer yell at me, saying that, yes, we fixed her computer because it would not boot before it came in, but once she picked it up, she couldn't get internet. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm not at your house. I don't know what internet you have. I've had customers that you're literally like, okay, well, let me try and step you through some troubleshooting stuff. Let me first ask, who's your internet? You know, who's your internet provider? And they go, I don't know. I don't know how to help you then.
Yeah, I know... Customer service, I feel bad for anybody whose life and job and career is customer service because you have to deal with customers, and customers are the third worst people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that customer service people's places like are shitty because you go into a place, we'll use in a restaurant example, right? You may go to a restaurant. I mean, there's some Buffalo Wild Wings you go once a week, but
yeah.
There's some places you go once a month, right? And you get shitty service. You're like, fuck, man. Fuck this person. They gave me shitty service, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you don't realize is, and it's no excuse, you shouldn't give people bad service, but they have had to deal with some of the worst people ever.
Yes.
All day long, mm-hmm. And their job kind of sucks because of it. Because, yes, you could start the day as a cheerful, happy person, and you get the fucking Red Hat Society come in your fucking house, in your building. And they're like the worst of the worst customers you can possibly imagine. And they just it literally drains the enjoyment out of your life.
Yeah.
So unless you really enjoy what you're doing, it just will fucking eventually be bad.
And also, like, all of us have worked a shit ton of customer service. So we all know how it is. I think we're all kind of in the same boat where if we go somewhere and we get, like, not good but not bad customer service, like, we're pretty okay with it because we kind of know the gig, you know what I mean? We know what's up. It's when, like, you go from not good to, like, actual bad customer service. Like, there's no reason for bad customer service, but I can completely understand not good customer service.
Yeah. Well, and I'll give you an example. So if you go to a restaurant, right, and you get a waiter or waitress, and this person fucks up everything that happens, that's bad customer service to me. That means that person doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, and they shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
But if you go in and someone's not cheerful and happy, borderline
but not rude,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be like, oh, fuck this place. It's like, that person's life just sucks right now. Like, it could be anything. You get them one day, one chance, and they're a bad day. But, like, when you work it and you get these you get fucking people who are so goddamn stupid, and they somehow blame you for it.
Yep.
It's like, you just don't want to do it anymore. No.
And plus, not to mention the fact that, like, I think normal people don't think about this because normal people wouldn't do this, but assholes will come in. You know how many times I got insulted? Like, really harsh insults thrown at me at Best Buy.
Yeah.
For basically, like, the customer being dumb. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and them not understanding what I'm trying to explain to them. You get called all kinds of awful shit. And, like, yeah, like, after a day of fucking getting called, you know.
I've been called racist.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
Cody has, too. That's a whole different.
Yeah.
That's not customer service was. But, no, you get
fucked called. Fuck you!
Yeah, see, that's a good impression of a customer.
Yep.
They're the worst. So, yeah.
Yeah,
motherfucker. Don't be a customer.
Speaking of all this stuff, what is the, like, thing that you've heard the most that's supposed to be like a joke from that customers have said that just grate on you after a while? Or
I just made that 20 or 100 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, so make sure the ink doesn't stick to your fingers. Just made it. Fuck you. You old sack of shit.
Working in the inventory, we always did the loading stuff into cars. You always had somebody that walked by and said, "My car's over there." That's so funny.
Oh, you're so clever. I haven't heard that.
You're rolling a fucking 55-inch out, and you're waiting for the car. Oh, my car's right over there. Yeah, fuck that guy, too. Fuck you and your dumb face, you old piece of shit.
Working in the geek squad, you get, well, I'm not a geek like you.
Yeah, I never had to hear that one.
I don't know about computers because I didn't grow up on them like you did. Motherfucker, I am 35 years old. The first computer I ever had, I didn't have until I was in junior high. That's not growing up with them.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
That's
Grant
another
one. I started working with them when I was four, but that's because of my uncle.
I didn't have a computer until my junior year in high school.
A year and a half ago. That one's like, that's one. I don't know anything about computers. I'm like, well, duh. If you did, why the fuck would you be here?
Yeah.
Hello? What is wrong with you? I know that. I know you're an idiot. That's why you came in. Plus, I talked to you for a good 5 minutes. I know you're retarded. Not the fun kind of retarded, the bad kind of retarded.
There was one other one that I was trying to think of that I got a lot, and I just can't think of it now.
I still, to this day, for some reason, get the working hard or hardly working from somebody at least once a week.
And they're serious about it. It's like it's a serious joke for them.
Why are you fucking doing this?
Yeah.
Like, just leave me alone.
Right?
You're crushing my soul. I don't need to hear this forever. Yeah, but the one that bugs me the most is the fake, like, oh, I just made that 100, you know what I mean? Like, go fuck yourself. Like, right.
That one is pretty rough.
That's
the worst part when my dad will do that to somebody. I'm like, ugh.
You die a little inside. You're like, ugh.
You're one of those people. Like,
don't be one of those. You know what's funny is, like,
bits of you are made
usually
up of me.
Meant from a good place. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But when you hear it 4 times a day.
Yeah, it's not funny.
And that's not an exaggeration.
No.
Easily 4 times a day,
uh-huh.
You get that joke. And it's like, ah, ha, 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 fuck funny. You.
I eventually just stopped laughing at it. It was just not funny to me.
Oh, yeah, I don't laugh anymore. I'm like, yeah.
Like, and the thing is, you get those people, and then you, if you, like, it's one of those days where you just don't feel like laughing at that joke, and they go, oh, no sense of humor, huh? It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, I got a sense of humor. Yeah. Why don't you tell a good fucking joke?
Why don't you tell the original fucking joke?
Yeah.
Or the biggest pet peeve I have with customers, especially
working registers,
is when you put your hand out to take the money and they set it on the counter. And you're like, my hand is out, you motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Just put the money in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll put their hand out. Like, I'm supposed to put money in their fucking hand after they didn't. Like, fuck you. Like, that's, like, there's
it's a
no
little thing, but it's still like.
Yeah. How many times do you, well, I mean, like, Best Buy is a little bit different. Like, you don't, when you're not working a register, you ring up. Like, on a busy day, you should be ringing up a lot at your area. But. Not as, you know, but, like, especially now that I'm back at a grocery store where I have to, like, cashier every so often, it's, like, every day I run into that. I'm mm-hmm. like, why the fuck aren't you putting that goddamn $20 bill in my hand instead of just laying it? And especially at a grocery store, it's even worse because the fucking belt's moving.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you stupid idiot, just put money in the hand that I'm holding out to take your goddamn money.
Right.
That's the worst.
Or don't pay with cash. Pay with credit cards.
Yeah. You fucking
don't pay with checks either.
Yeah,
no one wants to sit there.
No one takes checks anymore.
No one wants to
sit
there.
No, they all take checks.
No, we don't take checks anymore. Yeah. No more checks.
Well, you don't even have like the whole thing to run the check.
No, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't accept checks.
Okay, fair enough.
They're like, you're too old. Go away.
Yeah, no, fuck you guys. I mean, fuck. Up until like a couple months, we didn't even use chips. Like that shit just got activated. Under the wire.
Okay.
September has to be the limit. Boom. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, customers are the worst. You should all die. maybe that was a bit much. Yeah, really, though. I think it's actually spot on. So, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Seven jobs.
Two jobs.
Seven jobs.
Join in next week when I give my other 20 jobs.
Don't expect that next week because I will not want to sit through that.
Nope.
And neither shall yous. but that's it. Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
Michael?
Nope. Anything?
All right, kids. That's it for this week. Comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Thank you. Come again.